string theory, has been hailed as a theory of everything, the fabled theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. Einstein wanted a single comprehensive theory that would summarize all physical law, that would allow him to read the mind of God. If string theory is correct in unifying gravity with quantum theory, then it might represent the crowning achievement of science, going back 2,000 years ago, to when the Greeks asked what matter was made of. But the bizarre feature of superstring theory is that these strings can only vibrate in a specific dimension of space-time. They can only vibrate in 10 dimensions. If one tries to create a string theory in other dimensions, the theory breaks down mathematically. Our universe, of course, is four-dimensional, with three dimensions of space and one of time. This means that the other six dimensions must have collapsed somehow or curled up, like Kaluza's fifth dimension. Recently, physicists have given serious thought to proving or disproving the existence of these higher dimensions. Perhaps the simplest way to prove the existence of higher dimensions would be to find deviations from Newton's law of gravity. In high school, we learned that the gravity of the Earth diminishes as we go into outer space. More precisely, gravity diminishes with the square of the distance of separation. But this is only because we live in a three-dimensional world. Think of a sphere surrounding the Earth. The gravity of the Earth spreads out evenly across the surface of the sphere. So the larger the sphere, the weaker the gravity. But since the surface of the sphere grows as the square of its radius, the strength of gravity, spread out over the surface of the sphere, must diminish as the square of the radius. But if the universe had four spatial dimensions, then gravity should diminish as the cube of the distance of separation. If the universe had n spatial dimensions, then gravity should diminish as the n first power. Newton's famous inverse square law has been tested with great accuracy over astronomical distances. That is why we can send space probes soaring past the rings of Saturn with breathtaking accuracy. But until recently, Newton's inverse square law had never been tested at small distances in the laboratory. The first experiment to test the inverse square law at small distances was performed at the University of Colorado in 2003 with negative results. Apparently, there is no parallel universe, at least not in Colorado. But this negative result has only whetted the appetite of other physicists, who hope to duplicate this experiment with even greater accuracy. Furthermore, the Large Hadron Collider, which will become operational in 2008 outside Geneva, Switzerland, will be looking for a new type of particle called the sparticle, or superparticle, which is a higher vibration of the superstring. Everything you see around you is but the lowest vibration of the superstring. If sparticles are found by the LHC, it could signal a revolution in the way we view the universe. In this picture of the universe, the Standard Model simply represents the lowest vibration of the superstring. Kip Thorne says, "By 2020, physicists will understand the laws of quantum gravity, which will be found to be a variant of string theory." In addition to higher dimensions, there is another parallel universe predicted by string theory. And this is the multiverse.